Chapter 42. We've only just arrived back at Spence and put our suitcases in our rooms when Mrs. Nightwing comes brandishing an invitation. There is to be a birthday party in honour of Miss Bradshaw's cousin, Mr. Wharton, at Balmoral Spring, Mrs. Nightwing says, rolling the estate's name on her tongue as if it were wine gone to vinegar.
No doubt they think we can do them some favour in society, Felicity mutters, for my ears only.
The party is tomorrow noon, though the invitation only arrived 2 days ago, Mrs. Nightwing says, and I hear her add under her breath, ghastly manners. I know you have missed Miss Bradshaw's company, she continues. Would you care to attend?
Oh, yes, please, Felicity exclaims.
Very well. You must be dressed and ready to leave first thing in the morning, she says, and we promise to do so. In the evening, Felicity sits with the other girls, basking in the praise they heap upon her ball.
And did you adore the dervishes? She asks, eyes bright.
Very nice, and for such a long programme it wasn't too tiring, Cecily says, managing to put a slap in the compliment, as is her skill.
Mother will only allow me a tea, Elizabeth says, pouting. I'll not be remembered at all.
I leave them and sequester myself in my room to examine Wilhelmina Wyatt's slate. I turn it over in my hands, scrutinise the tiny nicks as if I might read its history of words there. I put my ear to it in hopes it might whisper its secrets. I even summon a bit of magic, instructing it to reveal all, as if I myself were Dr. Van Ripple. But whatever secrets Miss Wyatt's slate may hold remain locked tightly inside.
The key holds the truth, I say to myself.
The key to what? Nothing, as far as I can see. I abandon the slate beside my bed and cross to the window, gazing at the woods beyond, toward the gypsy camp. I wonder what Kartik is doing now, if he is still tortured by dreams of Amar, of me. There's a light below. I spy Kartik with his lantern, looking up at my window. My heart gives a little leap, and I have to remind it not to beat faster for a man who can't be trusted. I close the drapes, turn down my own lamp, and crawl into bed. Then I shut my eyes tight and tell myself I am not to get back up and go to the window, no matter how much I'd like to.